PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy. Welcome back to the show. 75 degrees for the high today. What?
Say what?
Our listener Devin says if she doesn't put a stop to what's happening between her and her daughter's father, then the two of them are guaranteed to end up in financial hardship. Let's get Devin on the air with us, who told us she just feels like her ex is constantly trying to one-up her, especially when it comes to the Tooth Fairy.
It's a classic.
Good morning, Devin.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, thanks for coming on with us for Parental Confidential.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I met Devin this past weekend at Fashion Week.
Oh, you did?
And we were chatting, and this got brought up, and I was like, you have to come on the air. And she was like, twist my arm.
Oh, we love that. So, I mean, this is probably relatable. How old is your daughter, Devin?
She's 7.
7 years old. Tell us what's been going on and why you feel like you need to hurry up and bury some money in the backyard.
Yeah, so my daughter lost her first tooth when she was 6, and she was at my house. So she spends half her time at my house and half her time at her dad's house. And when she lost her tooth, I was like, amazing. I have $6 in cash, so special because she's 6 years old.
Sure. Oh, great.
So, yeah, so the Tooth Fairy left her $6. And then she ended up losing her second tooth at her dad's house. And in my mind, I'm thinking, like, it's her second tooth. It's not that special. $1, maybe $2
right.
is good. No.
The first tooth is always special.
Right, of course.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. And no, he, of course, just has to one-up me and gives her $7.
Almost like he did it in a petty way.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so now she gets $7, and now your daughter's like, man, I could really make some side
coin. She's like, it feels good to be a gangster. She starts punching herself in the mouth.
So, okay, no, yeah. Did you bring this to his attention?
Yes, I did. I texted him and I said, I heard the Tooth Fairy keeps giving more money. Wow. And he said, yeah, looks like it's just going to keep going up by $1 per tooth.
Oh my God.
I said, no, that's craziness.
That's insane. She's going to be literally Bill Gates by the time she's 10.
Well, let me ask you, Devin, because your daughter's 7, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the conversations she's had with you? Have you brought this to her attention about the money she's getting at dad's?
No, I haven't. And I've been a little nervous.
She's like, Mom, that's been invested for quite some time now.
I
have a 401k.
Yeah. Does she have any other teeth that are currently loose?
Yes. She lost her other tooth, her third tooth at her dad's.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave her, guess how much?
$8.
Sure did.
Okay. Now he's just competing with himself at this point.
Correct.
No, actually.
And the bar is being set really high. Really high.
So now I'm nervous for her to lose her tooth at my house because I'm definitely not giving her $9.
No, you're definitely not.
Oh my God, no. Come on.
Wait,
Devin,
okay.
You know exactly what you need to do. Slip her. I'm serious. I'm not even joking when I say this. Like, put him to shame. Slip a 50 under her pillow.
Oh my.
No, I'm serious. Give her $50. Nobody's going to trump that.
The only person making out from this is your daughter. She's literally going to be Bill Gates by the time all of her adult teeth are in.
Literally.
I know we talked about this. I don't know the exact math, and don't ask us. We're not great. But if he were to continue this, what would her end total be?
Yeah. So when I sent that message to him, he was like, I said, good for her for getting so much money. I'll send her to your house if she loses more, because the Tooth Fairy seems to have lots of extra stacks there.
Yeah, right. She's got to start paying the RG&E bill.
Right, literally.
And he was like, oh, the Tooth Fairy may have made a mistake. And then he used AI, ChatGPT, to calculate how much he would be giving her if she lost all her teeth there.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. If she did get $8 a tooth, I mean, there's 32
teeth.
Well,
goes up every
tooth. I can't figure that out,
please. So how much is it, Devin?
$290.
Yep.
Oh, see, I had $260.
Yeah, well.
Okay, yeah. So what's your relationship like with your ex?
Expensive, clearly.
There isn't one, really.
I see.
Except for the text exchange of the financial ruin that he's putting himself in.
Yeah, but aside from the whole Tooth Fairy dilemma, do you feel like there's always kind of been this situation with him where you're trying to one up each other, because he's got your daughter half the time, you got your daughter half the time, and you both want to be the best parent.
Sounds like he's the one trying to one up.
I'm not one upping anyone. He's one upping himself.
And I think this is also so relatable, Devin, with Christmas being right around the corner, people with divorced parents. This is so classic of like, well, mom got me Lululemon leggings and you got me a Walmart vest. So.
No, literally.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So are you worried about that?
I don't really care about money that way. I don't spoil my daughter. If we go to the store and she wants something small, I'm like, okay, it's small. Mm-hmm. But they go to the store, they're like, this and that. And she's like, my dad got me this. And I'm like, so cool.
You know what this sounds like to me? This sounds like bad cop, good cop. It sounds like her father wants to be your best friend, mm-hmm. and you got to be the bad cop because you're the parent. And you're not interested in being friends with her. You just want to be her mom. And so, but you also, are you a little worried that she's going to get to a point where she just wants to go to dad's because it's more fun, that he buys more, there's less rules, there's, you know what I mean? She could just run free. It's lawless there. Is that ever crossed your mind?
Absolutely. And I feel like that is so, I don't know, I feel like that's so typical for, like, moms.
Right.
Like, of course there's no structure and routine at dad's house.
Yeah.
Period.
We got to ask, though, 585-252-9800. Anybody who's been in Devin's situation with the parenting, you know, and you guys have the child half the time, how did you come to an agreement, or how did you deal with a situation like this where you have your other partner that's always trying to one-up you? What did you do to resolve that? Or did you not? Just deal with it.
Devin, we're getting some texts in right now from the listeners. They say, looks like she's going to have to start bringing her teeth over to dad's. You lost it here? Oh, well, she must not be able to find you, the tooth fairy, that is. Bring it to dad's. It'll all work itself out, and you'll get more money there.
Do you have a limit, Devin, when it comes to Christmas presents this year?
I don't.
Okay.
Oh, the limit does not exist.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I thank you for sharing your story because it is so relatable, not just with the tooth fairy situation, but with all of the things. And just, you know what, Devin, keep doing you, keep shining, and your ex can stay in competition with himself.
No, literally. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling in, Devin. I appreciate the story. But let us know how much money your daughter ends up making out, okay?
Yeah, I will.
Open up that savings account. All right.
My daughter ends up making more money than both of us combined. It's fine.
No, literally.
She knows what she's doing at this point. She 100%. She's 7. She gets it. She's taking a hammer to the mouth. All right, Devin. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks so much.
All right. Have a great day.
Oh, she has the dental floss in. The door handle shuts the door.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes co-parenting can turn into a real rivalry. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And just a very expensive situation.
Right. So I had a buddy.
The ChatGPT.
Him and his wife separated. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas comes along and they have 3 kids. They have a daughter and 2 sons.
Okay.
Well, she goes out and buys them the presents that she wants for Christmas and they love it. All right. Now they're getting presents at mom's and they're getting presents at dad.
Love.
What does he do? He goes and one ups her. And plans an entire trip to Mexico. And then he goes and posts it all over Facebook. You know, and I'm like, wow, if that's not one-upping,
you know,
the ex, I don't know what is.
Neither of us have divorced parents. And we're very fortunate for that. But it's times like these where, you know, I wouldn't be mad.
I would not be mad. I've thought about it.
I want to go to Cancun.